Welcome to Have Roots, We'll Travel. My name is Lisa Elvin-Staltari. I am a genealogist and a passionate traveler. If you're new to the channel, welcome. If you're a returning viewer, I welcome you back. We are right now exploring a series on the Fijahwa, the King's Daughters, and we've been exploring this. In this channel, I have many videos. Some have to do with travel, some have to do with genealogy, research, and that sort of thing. So have a look at that if that just kind of peruse. And we will be exploring other aspects in the near future. I also want to let you know that I've just uploaded to my website, Have Roots Will Travel, an index of all the Fijahwa videos and links to them, the ones that are available. So you can, if you want to see past videos, you can have a look at that as well. And now, with that being said, I want to make sure you know that I'd love for you to subscribe and click on the notifications link and like the video and all that good stuff. I have that website, Have Roots Will Travel. I'm on Facebook and Twitter. So any which way you want to communicate with me, I'd love to hear from you. And also, if you have a Fijahwa and want to check if she's on my list to do, we're going to do them all eventually, but this project, just to let you know, started off just with me and my little sharing my own ancestry, and kind of grew into what it is right now because of viewers like you who kind of said, hey, you want to do her, and I did. And so this is where we're at number 69. So let's get started, shall we? Regular viewers to the channel know that I have a video called the Fijahwa, the Program 2.0. It is on the channel. Have a look at it. It tells you all you need to know about the Fijahwa program and what your ancestor would have gone through. So that was definitely something to check out if you are new to the channel. So let's have a look at who is our Fijahwa for this week. Our Fijahwa that we're studying today, her name is Jeanne Grandet, and she is a viewer request. I also looked up my files, and sure enough, one of my dear, dear friends from my hometown, who I went to school with and who was one of my dearest friends in my early 20s. She knows who she is, and we're still friends to this day, and we share almost the same birthday. So that's her clue. Anyway, with that being said, let's get to know Jeanne a little bit better. Jeanne was born in the parish of Saint-Nicolas in the town or commune of Beaugency in France. And her parents were Antoine Grandet and Jeanne Voinel. Now, the place that she would have been born in is in the Loiret department, right near the Loire River. And it is famous for the place where the Council of Beaugency annulled the marriage between Eleanor of Aquitaine and Louis VII. The city of Beaugency has been the site of numerous military conflicts. It was occupied on four separate occasions by the English. I guess June of 1429, it was the site of the famous Battle of Beaugency when it was freed by none other than Joan of Arc. Beaugency also played a historic role in a strategic role in the Hundred Years' War, and it was burned by the Protestants in 1567 and suffered extensive damage to the walls, the castles, and the church. So this is, you know, kind of where she's like in the middle of everything. You know, Jeanne would have been in a place where there's a lot of conflict. So this is where she is. I think it helped make her a strong person. Let's have a look and see how she evolves. So upon her father's death, Jeanne left for Canada on Le Prince Maurice, with a dowry worth about £300. She arrived in Quebec City on July 30th, 1671. Who is her groom that she selects? His name was Jean Briard. He was born in 1636, so that makes him about 14 years older than Jeanne, in Clairbec, which is in the Calvados department in the Normandy region of France. The church where he was probably baptized is the Église Saint-André, and it dates from about the 14th or 15th century. Quebec is a small village of about 342 people. It's really small. And as you can see, it has a magnificent shoreline. So you can see that it really is the northern part of France. So Jean arrives in New France. He kind of got on that boat and just decided to take his chances. He is found in the 1666 census at Beaupéry, where he is listed in the household of Nicolas Leroy. And he is a boulanger domestique engagé. So that means he would have signed some kind of a contract, if you will, but he was a baker. And so now in 1667, he is living with Guillaume Lelièvre, and he is basically a servant for him as well. He's on the island of Orleans. So they would sign these contracts of servitude and engagement, as they called it, and at the end would be given the right to live here and a certain amount of they would have been able to collect a certain amount of either money or land and that sort of thing. So this is where we find him. He has been here since at least 1666. And so his bride-to-be arrives in 1671. So I guess he's ready. So Jeanne married Jean, don't you just love it, on October 19th, 1671 in Quebec City. So she would have arrived at the end of July. By October, she's married, and that's their marriage contract. Of course, that's not what the church looked like in 1671, but that is essentially Notre Dame Church in Quebec City where they would have been married. So let's see where they build their lives. So Jean and Jeanne settled at a place called L'Ange Gardien, which literally means guardian angel. L'Ange Gardien is located about 14 kilometers or about 9 miles from Quebec City. You can see there on the map on the left. Let's give you a little history of Ange Gardien. Pierre Meilleur and Jean Trudel became the first two permanent settlers on September 29, 1657. Our first mass was celebrated in 1664 in the house of Jean Trudel. And in so doing, the territory of L'Ange Gardien was detached from Château Rocher to become an autonomous parish. In 1664, there were approximately 125 people there. Gradually, the funds for a church were collected, and in 1675, a stone church was built. A new church was built in 1717 by Monseigneur Gaspard Dufournel in the place where the current church is located. The latter was set on fire in 1631, which will be replaced by the one we see here today. So this is the history of the Church of Ange Gardien. So this is where they first settled. Let's see what else happens. So around 1683, they moved to the town of Neuville, which is a very famous town in Quebec. It is one of those founding towns, if you know what I mean. Let's just review a little bit about Neuville. It's a village on the north shore of the St. Lawrence River, just west of Quebec City. It currently is part of the Portneuf Regional County Municipality. It was founded in 1684 and it remains truly picturesque, as you can see in the scenes. There's so much to see and do in Neuville. And I actually did a travel video and I featured Neuville as part of the Chemin du Roi. You might want to have a look at that. In 1653, the area was granted as a seigneurie by Jean de Lauzon to Jean Bourdon de Saint-Jean for his son, Jean-François Bourdon de Domburg, who was an engineer, a surveyor, a cartographer, and the attorney general to the sovereign. In 1680, the Domburg seigneurie was acquired by Nicolas Dupont de Neuville, and hence the name. And thereafter, that's what the name of the town was. In 1679, the Saint-François de Sade parish was formed. It became a civil parish in 1684. The place was also known as Pointe aux Trembles, or Pointe aux Trembles, in reference to the point on which the church was built, where once was covered with aspen and birch, which is the Trembles is the word for, I believe, birch. But Pointe aux Trembles, there's a Pointe aux Trembles church in Quebec, and then there's a Pointe aux Trembles in Montreal, never to be confused, but was confused by me at certain points. So I wanted to alert you to that. So the family rose. They have in all 9 children. Jean married Marie-Françoise Fournel and had 10 children, 7 of whom reached adulthood. Marie-Madeleine married Claude Chailly and had 10 children, 6 of whom made it to adulthood. Charles married Marie-Anne Plot de Lafleur and had 11 children, 6 of whom made it. Anne, his twin, married Jean Chailly and had 7 children, 5 of whom made it. She then married François Gignac and had 5 more children, 3 of whom made it. Pierre died at 9 years of age. And then we have their last children, Louise, Marguerite, Jacques, and Antoine, all of whom passed away at a very young age. Jean, we passed away at age 70, a very respectable age at that time, on December 3rd, 1706, and he is buried in the Neuville Cemetery. Jeanne would pass away 6 years later. By then, she was presumably living with one of her children, and she would pass away at the age of 62 and is buried at a cemetery at Cap Sainte, which they're fairly close together. I want to alert you to some resources that I absolutely recommend. First of all, there's La Société des Filles du Roi et Soldats du Carignan, of which I am a member and the membership chairperson, by the way. But even before I joined and all that good stuff, I was using that website for all kinds of verifications and things like that. So have a look at it and see if that's something that would interest you to join. I heartily recommend it. And you can also have a beautiful certificate that they will send you. And they have a journal as well that is published, I believe, twice a year. So absolutely worthwhile. Then this is a recent find that I love. It's a Facebook group that is called Les Filles du Roi Descendant. And so, you know, you just kind of ask to join and they'll accept you and all that good stuff. And then the website that I use that I really, it's called Migration, Migrations, but it really is everything you ever wanted to know about Filles du Roi. And the soldiers and the boats and everything. I mean, it's just a phenomenal website. I keep finding different portions of it. It just goes on and on and on forever. So please check that out. I've included the addresses in the bottom of this PowerPoint. And with that, we end our mini biography of Jean Grandet, who would go on to have, by 1729, 62 descendants. Out of the 5 children that actually survived. So that is pretty remarkable as well. And Jean and Jeanne would have had at least 30 years together, which I think is remarkable as well. Although she died at a young age, I think she definitely helped to found Angevin and Neuville. So she was an early pioneer in both those towns. And I think that that is an amazing tribute to her and her descendants. So with that, I bid you adieu, and I will see you on episode number 70. Until then, au revoir.